In this session, I am going to talk about meditation as stress prevention. In today's fast-paced world, when work, family, and social obligations are weighing on all of us from all sides, stress is becoming an almost unwelcome partner that is constantly tapping on our shoulder. Often, we don't even notice how deeply and subtly stress can nest in our bodies and minds until it starts to cause bigger problems: poor sleep, anxiety, moodiness, and even physical problems. But what if there was a way to not let stress control us? One effective yet very accessible answer is meditation. Meditation as stress prevention. This inconspicuous practice offers us something that modern times are constantly taking away: peace, balance, and space for ourselves. What is meditation? Meditation is not just some spiritual sitting on a pillow, as some may imagine. No, meditation is essentially the practice of quieting the mind and focusing on the present moment. It is a moment of telling our restless thoughts to take a break. It has roots deeply embedded in various cultures and traditions around the world, from Buddhist monks and their Zen practices to modern Western mindfulness techniques adopted by managers and parents on maternity leave. Meditation can take many forms, from focusing on the breath to repeating silent mantras to guided meditations from apps or recordings. What all of these approaches have in common is an effort to tune into the here and now. It's not about distant high mountains or having esoteric literature in your collection. Meditation is accessible to everyone, regardless of age, background, or experience. How does meditation help with stress? Now, let's get to the core of the issue. Why is meditation the magic that could improve your life and help you fight stress? Let's break it down nicely from the beginning, one step at a time. Meditation reduces stress hormones, and this is one of its greatest benefits: the ability to affect body chemistry. When we are stressed, our bodies produce the hormone cortisol, a kind of stress alert warning that prepares us for fight or escape. Only, in today's world full of emails, deadlines, and file folders, our bodies don't know that running away from the boss isn't quite realistic. Meditation helps to significantly reduce cortisol production and thus literally turn off the alarm in our mind. Improves concentration. And in doing so, it helps us to stop the chaos. By focusing on rhythmic breathing in and out, for example, our mind gradually calms down. And it's not just an empty cliche. Studies show that regular meditation supports our ability to focus and complete tasks more effectively. Stress is often associated with our emotions: bad mood, restlessness, anxiety. Meditation teaches us how to keep distance from these emotions and not react impulsively to them. It's like training your emotional muscle. Instead of getting upset by every unpleasant word from a colleague or a delayed train, meditation helps you handle these situations with perspective. How? Just give yourself that space and realize that you don't have to react immediately, and certainly not in an irritated way. It's well known that when we're stressed or overwhelmed, our nights suffer. We roll from side to side and can't switch off. Meditation, especially in the evening, can be the perfect tool to calm the mind before bed. When we regularly learn to quiet our thoughts, we can stop worrying about restless nights, and the mornings will seem much more cheerful. Let's dive into practical part once again. First part is called suitable place. Choosing a suitable place for meditation is extremely important. It may sound like such a cliche because meditation should be about being able to focus on yourself anywhere, on a park lawn, on a bench by a river, or even in the middle of a busy office day with emails chasing overhead like a swarm of bees. But the truth is a little different. When I first started meditating, I also had the idea that I could just sit down, put on some relaxing music, light a candle, because candles are supposedly essential, right? And immediately experience that deep connection to inner peace. And you know what? It didn't work. Not even a little bit. My brain felt about like a dishwasher in intensive program mode. Everything was flying around, bumping into each other, and I was more tired after the relaxation than before. I did a lot of searching. A lot. I've tried every possible guaranteed tip I could find. I sat on the floor in a Turkish sit-up, which, by the way, I would recommend to anyone who wants to see how numb their legs get in 10 minutes. I tried using different mantras, breathing techniques, visualization. I even tried practicing outdoors, which was a chapter in itself. My neighbors probably still consider me either a weird yogi or someone who secretly looks at the sun and waits for the aliens to come say hello. But whatever. In short, I've tried almost everything and nothing. I experimented with different places and approaches for 4 months before it finally clicked. One evening, after a long day that had somehow suddenly turned from I'm in control of everything to I'm in control of barely my own socks, I collapsed into bed. And there, in the dark, in the silence, with no distracting sounds or lights, I felt for the first time what can probably be called a real meditation. Suddenly, I had no need to try or push myself anywhere. I just lay there, closed my eyes, and let the thoughts come and go naturally. And that's when I realized that no special place, sitting pillows or meditative music actually suited me. All I needed was quiet and space to be myself. Of course, it wasn't entirely without issues at first. Meditation in bed has one major drawback. It makes it easy to fall asleep. And I admit, without torture, that I fell asleep almost every time. Instead of finding inner peace, all I found was a pillow imprinted on my face and sometimes the nightlight off, which meant that meditation actually ended when the dreams of flying donuts began. But it would settle down in time. I've learned not to yell at my brain, just don't fall asleep. Or try to meditate in some kind of tension and anticipation. At first, I focused for short moments, 5 or 10 minutes. And then, over time, it suddenly went by itself. It's completely natural to me now. Every night when I go to bed, I have my moment, my personal meditation vacation, even if it only lasts a few minutes. I close my eyes, go over the day in my mind, let go of any worries that may still be bothering me, and just exist. No reviews, no plans, no obligations. And the best part? I don't need to change any of my daily plans or create windows in my schedule because of it. Everything just fits into my normal evening rituals, and I know no one will take this me time away from me. Today, I know that choosing a place to meditate is not just about hitting some perfect idea of a quiet corner with aroma sticks. It's all about making me feel good. It's about making you feel good. For me, it's bed and evening. Dark, quiet, safe. But for you, it might be something else entirely. Maybe your favorite chair, a park bench, or even the kitchen floor. Why not if it makes you feel relaxed? Just a little advice. Search, try, experiment. Don't be afraid to be honest with yourself, and most importantly, give your body and mind time to discover what works for them. I firmly believe that one day you will find it. And believe me, it's worth the feeling of peace and well-being. How and what should I actually do? As I said before, it will come to you. Really. No, it's not a cliche that just makes you feel good or a promise that doesn't bring results. I have to point out that it takes regularity for something to really come on its own. That's the key. Don't just rely on my statement and assume that you need to spend countless hours each day on intense training or meditation. The point is to start with small steps that gradually become a natural part of your life, your routine. But let's break it down a little more in depth, step by step. Breath-focused meditation. Let's start with the most ordinary and most powerful thing that keeps us alive, our breath. Just try to imagine for a few moments that the world around you doesn't exist. You're sitting in a comfortable place, maybe in a chair, maybe on the floor, or maybe lying down. All you have to do is focus on your breath. Just feel the air as you slowly inhale through your nose, as it fills your lungs, as your chest rises, and then focus on the air as you breathe out again. Watch the feeling of emptying, the slow relaxation that comes with the exhalation. And if your mind starts playing tricks on you, which of course it will, it might start replaying what you shouldn't have forgotten to buy or pulling you into thinking about what the boss said this morning. That's okay. Not at all. Gently, and really gently, no self-blame, redirect your attention back to your breath. The important thing is that you notice it at all. This is a basic exercise that is totally simple yet brilliant, and the best part is that you only need maybe 5 minutes a day. Tell me, who among you is unable to sacrifice 5 minutes a day? Giving yourself that little luxury of stopping in an otherwise chaotic day, it's just worth it. Mindfulness. Be in the present moment. Another magic that can totally change your perspective on life is mindfulness. If you are hearing this word for the first time, it may sound a bit esoteric or like a slogan from a wellness center. But believe me, it's an amazingly simple technique. Think of it as the ability to be fully aware of what is happening here and now, without judging or analyzing anything. You're in the present moment and you're not planning, evaluating, rambling somewhere yesterday or next week. You can practice this anytime, anywhere. For example, when you make coffee, start noticing everything you do, how your hand holds the cup, how the coffee smells, how the water bubbles, how the foam forms on the surface of the drink. There's no need to think deeply about it. Simply absorb it all. Or maybe when you're walking outside, focus on the sounds around you, the movement of the trees and the wind, the feel of your feet hitting the ground. And if you find your mind wandering to thoughts of today's appointments or worries with the kids, gently bring yourself back to the present again. It's a challenge, all right, because our minds are masters at constant wandering. But practice makes perfect. And besides, such a walk in mindfulness mode is like a smiling date with the present. And who wouldn't want a date with their own peace? Guided meditations, helpers on the path to relaxation. Now, let's talk a little more about guided meditations. Do you feel like you'd like to try it, but you're not quite sure how to do it? Don't worry, you're not alone. Meditation is something you don't have to learn on your own. There are great apps and online resources that can help you along the way. For example, try apps like Headspace or Calm. They're kind of like your guides, gently whispering in your ear what to focus on. Guided meditations will lead you step by step. All you have to do is put on your headphones, find a quiet place, and let a kind voice that knows what it's doing guide you. This can be especially helpful if you are new to meditation. It's a bit like a relaxed starter pack. You don't have to worry about not knowing what to do. The app does it for you. And you can also choose what you need right now: relaxation, better sleep, or maybe an increase in concentration. And finally, don't take this as an assignment. Meditation is not another item on your giant to-do list. No, meditation is a gift to yourself. It's something you give yourself as an act of taking care of your own mind, your own body, your own soul. It's a moment to just be yourself. And believe me, regularity will make it a magical habit. When it happens, you'll find it hard to believe you ever lived without it before. So, give it a chance. And if you're feeling skeptical, well, at least give it a try. Because, as they say, you have to try everything. And what is important? In meditation, just be aware of what is happening in your mind without fixating on it or analyzing it. Let the thoughts flow and come back to the breath whenever you notice that your thoughts have ventured elsewhere. You can also imagine your thoughts as clouds passing through the sky. Just watch them without catching them. After a few weeks of regular meditation, take time to reflect. Make sure you have a space for self-reflection where you can write down your thoughts and feelings. You can ask yourself questions such as, how do I feel after meditation? Have I noticed any changes in my stress levels and overall well-being? What techniques do I find most valuable? Adjust your practice as needed. If you find that some techniques don't work the way you imagined, or if you'd like to try something new, feel free to experiment. Meditation is flexible and should suit you, so don't be afraid to change your approach.